Chapter 4. Mac learns to do what is right. Mac, did you read over the king's rules today?
I don't need to, Mom.
Yes, you do, Mac. She was going to get them, but he put up his hand to stop her. He then recited them all perfectly. Mom was astounded. Wow, that was amazing! She gave him a high five. As he walked down the hall, he passed the room of his younger sisters. The TV was blaring. He was about to tell them to turn it down when he saw what they were watching. In the Cave of Dragons.
Are you girls allowed to watch that? He asked. Mom and Dad wouldn't be too happy if they walked by right now. You'll have nightmares. Find something better to do.
He spoke the truth, and they knew it. They quickly changed the channel. Mac was going to Ben's house. On his way, he saw a group of boys on the big rock by the water's edge, laughing as they threw stones at seagulls.
"Come on up, Mac," they shouted. "We need someone with a good aim to knock off these gulls."
Mac climbed up and picked up a stone, but he never threw it. He saw the king's mountain and remembered,
"Speak what is right, and also do what is right."
He knew killing birds just for fun was not right. Suddenly, a loud horn sounded. Everyone in Sandy Village looked up and saw four great white horses carrying the king in his carriage down the mountainside. They rushed to the stone bench. Some were nervous, while others were excited.
"I have been watching everyone from above, and today I will give a great feast in my palace to all who have kept my rules."
One by one, he called their names, placing those who obeyed on his right and those who did not obey on his left. When he finished, those on the king's right were seated in fancy carriages, including Bonnie, Leroy, and Mac. They and their homes would now be safe with the king. But Mimi, Melvin, the stone throwers, and many others were left behind, very sorry they had not followed the king's rules.